Potom zdávam slovo bratovi Žilkovi Popovičovi a bratovi Jánovi Roháčkovi. Prosím o pozdrav a vlastne vysvetlenie, že prečo brat tu je. Respektíve môže krátky úvod povedať aj brat Kohút ešte, ak chcete. Bo sú tu Gideoniti.
Keď som vyzvaný, tak teda môžem, aby som nesedel len tak. Vidíte, že je tu vpredu v lavici môj spolubrat v diele bratov Gedeonitov. Je to náš taký brat predstavený, dá sa povedať. My sme mali stretnutie s obomi pracovníkmi, ktorí majú na starosti západnú Európu. A to je taký direktor, náš riaditeľ tej oblasti západná Európa, a to bol Angelo Greco. A sme sa stretli celoslovenskí pracovníci v Žiline. A dneska je ako na návšteve poprvýkrát brat Žielko Popovič. A ten je náš taký národný, taký by som povedal, že terénny pracovník, ktorý miesto brata ten vyučuje, brat Angelo Greco, a tento proste stretáva sa, navštevuje, keď bude takým pracovníkom pre nás. Poprvýkrát ho vítame medzi sebou a sme ho požiadali, že by povedal niečo o sebe pre náš zbor, aby povedal niečo, skade je, aj nejaké slovo Božie, ktoré by nám potom, ktorým by nám poslúžil. Tak vás prosím, nastavte uši a počúvajte, čo nám povie, a uložte si to do svojich srdc.
I'm packing my stuff and leaving you forever.
Balím sa a idem od vás preč.
Greg was very, very healthy and very rich businessman.
Greg bol veľmi bohatý a bohatý taký businessman, podnikateľ.
One day before the Greg took his business trip.
Raz predtým, než išiel na svoju obchodnú cestu.
He had a choice to make.
Mal na výber.
Is he go bring his wife with him, with whom he have three children?
Či zoberie na tú cestu so sebou svoju manželku, s ktorou mal tri deti?
Or bring his secretary?
Alebo či zoberie svoju sekretárku?
He decided to bring his secretary with him.
A tak sa rozhodol, že zoberie na tú cestu sekretárku.
When they came to hotel,
keď prišli do hotela,
she went to the bathroom.
Ona odišla do kúpeľne.
Greg was sitting in the bed thinking about his life.
A Greg sedel na posteli a rozmýšľal o svojom živote.
And there beside the bed he saw the word of God.
A vedľa na posteli zbadal Božie slovo.
It was the Gideon Bible.
Bola to Gedeonská Biblia.
For the first time in his life he opened the word of God.
Prvýkrát v živote otvoril Božie slovo.
He began to read about the man named Jesus Christ.
A začal čítať o Ježišovi Kristovi.
And more that he read, he felt bad about the life that he lived.
A čím ja čítal, tým si viac uvedomoval, aký skazený je jeho život.
And when that woman came out of the bathroom,
a keď táto žena vyšla z kúpeľne,
he told her,
povedal,
that's what we're doing is not right between me and you.
To, čo robíme, nie je len medzi nami dvoma.
It's not right between my wife, for my wife and my family.
Nie je to správne voči mojej manželke a rodine.
And above all, it's not right to the name Jesus Christ.
A nie je to ani správne voči menu Ježiša Krista.
I don't want to live this life no more.
Sorry.
I don't want to live like this no more.
Že už viac nechcem žiť takýmto spôsobom.
Then she said, I'm packing my stuff and leaving you forever.
A vtedy povedala tá žena, tak sa balím a idem od vás.
She never loved him.
Ona ho nikdy nemilovala.
When Greg finished his business trip in that city,
a keď Greg skončil tie obchodnícke povinnosti v tom meste,
he came back to his town.
Vrátil sa späť do svojho mesta.
He didn't go home.
A
he did not go home.
A nešiel domov.
He went to look for the church.
Išiel najprv hľadať nejaký zbor.
And somebody to tell him more about Jesus Christ.
A niekto k tomu povie viac o Ježišovi Kristovi.
God led him to evangelical church.
Boh ho viedol do jedného evangelikálneho zboru.
And there in the pastor's office.
A tam v kancelárii kazateľa.
He told pastor all his life.
Vypovedal všetko o svojom živote.
He repented in front of God.
On učinil pokanie pred Bohom.
He went home.
Odišiel domov.
He repented in front of his wife.
Vyznal pred svojou manželkou.
And in front of his children.
A pred svojimi deťmi.
Today.
Dnes.
Greg is in a church.
Greg chodí do zboru.
His wife is in a church.
Jeho manželka je v zbore.
And three of the children are in the church.
A tri jeho deti sú, tri ich deti sú v zbore.
But it all started one day.
Ale všetko to začalo jedného dňa.
When somebody took time.
Keď niekto si dal ten čas.
To carry the precious word of God.
Aby doniesol vzácne Božie slovo.
And place in this hotel.
Aby ho položil do toho hotela.
And I'm bringing you greetings from the Gideon's International.
A ja vám prinášam pozdraví z Gedeon, od Gedeoncov medzinárodného hnutia.
A Christian organization.
Kresťanské organizácie.
That work in 187 countries in the world.
Ktorá pracuje v 187 krajinách sveta.
With one purpose.
S jedným účelom.
To place the word of God.
Aby dávali alebo umiestňovali Božie slovo,
woman,
aby muži a ženy,
girls and boys,
chlapci a dievčatá, mohli prísť poznaniu Ježiša Krista. Gedeonci sú svojpomocná organizácia. A majú jediný cieľ, aby pracovali na záchrane stratených. Pred pár mesiacmi som bol v Moldavsku. A stretol som tam jednu ženu, ktorá sa volá Kaťa. Ona dostala Božie slovo, keď bola ešte na škole ako malé dieťa.
She read the word of God, but she could not understand it.
Čítala Božie slovo, ale nemohla tomu rozumieť.
But her grandmother, she was a believer.
Ale jej stará mama bola veriaca.
And they together read the word of God and pray.
A spolu čítali Božie slovo a modlili sa.
Her father was a drunker man. He drinks a lot.
Jej otcko bol alkoholik, veľa pil.
He would come home and fight with mama and beat the kid. It was a bad situation in home.
On keď prišiel domov, tak bil manželku, bola to strašná situácia.
But every time when daddy came drunk, she would read the word of God and God would bring the peace in home.
Ale vždy, keď otec prišiel domov, tak ona čítala Božie slovo a modlila sa, aby Boh dal pokoj tomuto domu.
When she was in fifth grade,
keď bola v 5. triede,
she found out there was two girls in the class that was going to church.
Zistila, že v jej triede boli dve deti, ktoré chodili do zboru.
She said, I have a Bible. I have a Bible. I want to go to church.
Hovorila, ja mám Bibliu a rada by som išla do cirkvi, do zboru.
She started going to church.
Tak začala chodiť do zboru.
She gave her life to God.
Odozdala svoj život Bohu.
Through reading of the Gideon New Testament.
A cez to, že čítala túto Gedeonskú nový zákon.
But she never told her parents that she's going to church.
Ale nikdy sa nepriznala rodičom, že chodí do zboru. Vždy vlastne dávala výhovorky, klamala svojim rodičom.
And those girls told her, now you the Christian, you child of God, you cannot tell lies, you got to tell the parents the truth.
No, a si uvedomila, že ty si Božie dieťa, ty nemôžeš klamať.
But she was afraid of her father.
Ale veľmi sa bála svojho otca.
One day she was going to church.
A raz išla do zboru.
All of a sudden her father stopped in front of her.
A zrazu pred ňou zastal
jej
otec. A pýta sa, kde ideš?
She remembered those words, you know, you cannot lie, you got to tell the truth.
A vtedy jej prišli na um tie slova, že ty nemôžeš klamať, ty si Božie dieťa.
So she said, Daddy, I'm going to Sabranie. In Ukraine they say Sabranie like a zbor, zbier. Mm-hmm.
A hovorila, že otci, ja idem na to, na Sabranie, to je ako zbor pre nich, tak, zhromaždenie.
So, what kind of Sabranie? It's Sunday, 6 o'clock.
Na aké zhromaždenie? 6 ráno.
Yeah. Schools are closed.
Školy sú zatvorené.
The library is closed.
Knižnica je zatvorená.
Where are you going?
Kde ideš?
Did she decide? She said, Daddy, I'm going to church.
A vtedy sa rozhodla povedať, vyjsť pravdom von, otci, ja idem do cirkvi.
She didn't know what the reaction is going to be from her father.
A ona nevedela, ako bude reagovať jej
But
otec.
The next second her father fell on his knees.
Ale v nasledujúcej sekunde otec padol na kolena.
She put his arm around her feet.
A objal jej nohy.
He said, honey, you go to church.
Sorry?
Honey, you go.
Aha, že,
daughter, go to church.
A hovorí, miláčik, choď do toho zboru.
Only God can deliver you out of hell that we're living in.
A hovorí, že len Boh ťa môže zachrániť z tohto pekla, v ktorom
žije. Don't quit, go to church.
Choď do toho zboru.
When I was a little boy,
keď som bol ja malý chlapec,
I knew God also.
Ja som tiež poznal Boha.
Katia went to church and pray.
Katia išla do zboru a sa modlila.
After some time she started reading the word of God in the house.
A po nejakom čase začala čítať Božie slovo aj doma.
Then she started praying at home.
Začala sa modliť doma.
Today in Kishine, Moldova.
Teraz v tom Kishineve v Moldavsku.
Katia is in church.
Katia chodí do zboru.
Her father is in church.
Jej otec chodí je v zbore.
Her mother went to church.
A jej mamka chodí do zboru.
And brother and sister went to church.
A jej brat a sestra chodia.
Again started one day when somebody took time.
A začalo to v jeden deň, keď niekto si dal tú námahu.
To place the word of God.
A položil Božie slovo.
We know that word of God have a great power.
Viete, že Božie slovo má veľkú moc.
One day in prison there was a man by the name John.
Raz bol vo väzení chlapec menom John, muž menom.
He was a bad. He went to prison for the bad things.
On išiel do väzenia kvôli zlým veciam.
He received the New Testament.
A prijal nový zákon.
He didn't care about the word of God.
On sa nestaral, čo je Božie slovo.
He ripped a page out.
Vytrhoval stránky.
Rolled the cigarettes and lit it up.
A robil si z toho cigarety.
He smoked all Matthew.
Prefajčil celého Matúša.
All Mark.
Celého Marka.
He smoked the whole Luke.
A celé Lukáša.
One morning he got up to roll the cigarette.
A raz, keď otvoril nový zákon, aby si urobil ďalšiu cigaretu.
Gospel of John.
Evangelium Jána.
He said, I'm John.
Hovorí, ja som Ján.
Let me see what I write.
Pozrime sa, čo píšem.
He began to read the word of God.
A začal čítať Božie slovo.
He said, when he began to read, he felt something unusual.
Keď začal čítať, cítil niečo nezvyčajné.
When he came to John 3:16.
Keď prišiel ku Jánovi 3:16.
He find himself on his knees in a prison cell.
Našiel sa v tej cele na svojich kolenách.
Praying to God.
Že sa modlí ku Bohu.
Today John is a Gideon member.
A teraz on robí pre Gedeoncov.
Word of God have a great power.
Božie slovo má obrovskú moc.
But word of God do not have.
But
word of God do not have.
Ale Božie slovo nemá.
They don't have a hands.
Nemá ruky.
Don't have feet.
Nemá nohy.
So God called the Gideon ministry.
A tak Boh zavolal, vlastne povolal službu Gedeoncov.
You and me.
Vás a mňa.
To carry the word of God.
Aby sme niesli Božie slovo.
You know, there is a people in Prešov that will never come to your church.
Viete, sú ľudia tu v Prešove, ktorí nikdy neprídu sem do zboru.
So it's time for the church get out the four walls.
A je tu teda čas, aby cirkev vyšla z týchto štyroch stien.
And give something to people.
A dať, aby niečo dala ľuďom.
And I don't see nothing better than the word of God.
A ja nevidím nič lepšie než Božie slovo.
Only word of God is a word of God.
Len Božie slovo je Božím slovom.
It has the power to save the souls.
Má moc zachrániť duše.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I have many wonderful testimonies. I can talk to you tomorrow.
Mám veľmi veľa nádherných svedectiev, mohol by som do zajtra rozprávať.
I was born in Yugoslavia.
Narodil som sa v Jugoslávii.
My father was the army officer, high rank army officer in Tito's army.
Môj otec bol vysoký úradník v Titovej armáde.
He was a communist.
Bol komunista.
Like most of your parents too.
Ako aj možno väčšina vašich rodičov.
I have never in my life walked in the church.
Nikdy v živote som nechodil do zboru.
First time I came in contact with church I was 8 years old age.
Prvý kontakt s zborom, keď som mal 8 rokov.
Me and my brother was going to school.
My s bratom sme dvaja išli do školy.
And there was a that big church on our way.
A tam bol taký veľký kostol popri našej ceste.
And they had some kind of celebration down there.
A mali tam nejaké stretnutie.
So my brother walked inside and purchased some kind of toy, something, I don't know what was it.
A môj brat tam prišiel medzi nich a kúpil nejakú hračku alebo čo to bolo.
So we came out and went our way.
A my sme vyšli a odišli ďalej.
But somebody saw us.
Ale niekto nás tam videl.
And reporting that is an army force that my father's children are going to church.
To your daddy or to somebody?
To in the army fort. In a
A v tých kasárniach oznámil, že nás tam videl.
So daddy's officer called my daddy in and rake him over. I mean, got on him because we was going to church.
A vlastne ten nadriadený môjho otca si ho pozval na koberec.
So my daddy came home.
A môj otec prišiel domov.
So got us.
A si nás chytil pod krk.
So I remember what he told me.
Sorry?
I remember what he told me
a
that day.
A pamätám si, čo mi v ten deň povedal.
He said, if I ever see you walk by that church.
A že keď ťa ešte raz uvidím ísť okolo toho zboru.
I'm gonna get you.
Dostaneš.
He gave me the order when I go to school.
Prikázal mi, že keď idem do školy,
when I came to the church,
keď prídem ku tomu kostolu,
I must to cross the road,
mám prejsť na druhú stranu,
walk another way,
ísť na druhej strane ulice
and then go to school.
A tak ísť ďalej potom.
That's how I went to school.
Sorry?
That's how I went to school. I went like this.
A tak to som chodil.
And every time I was crossing the road,
za každým, keď som prechádzal cez cestu,
I look at the church.
Som sa pozrel na ten kostol.
I hate the church.
A som nenávidel ten.
I didn't like the church.
Nemal som rád
církev. 1979.
V 79. roku
I went to American embassy.
Som išiel na americkú ambasádu.
I was asking for visa.
Žiadal som si víza.
And they gave me visa.
A dali mi víza.
For 30 days.
Za 30 dní.
1979 I went to America.
Čiže v tom 79. som išiel do Ameriky.
New Orleans, Louisiana.
Do Louisiany, New Orleans.
1980.
V 80.
For the first time in my life.
Prvýkrát v mojom živote.
I walk in the church.
Som vstúpil do zboru.
It was evangelical church.
To bola evangelikálny zbor.
When those doors opened and I walked in the church.
Keď sa dvere otvorili a vošiel som do zboru.
The things that got my attention. The things that I got my attention.
To, čo upútalo moju pozornosť.
It was the way those people worship God.
Bol spôsob, akým uctievali Boha.
It touched my heart.
To sa dotklo môjho srdca.
Few weeks after,
o pár týždňov,
I came down to altar.
Som prišiel dopredu.
Didn't know English, nothing.
Nevedel som vôbec anglicky.
But I was crying for God.
Ale som volal k Bohu.
I gave my life to God.
A dal som mu svoj život.
I was baptized there.
Bol som tam pokrstený.
Finished Bible school.
Dokončil biblickú školu.
1991.
V 91.
I came as a full-time missionary to Yugoslavia.
Som prišiel späť ako misionár na plný úväzok.
I lived 12 years in America.
Žil som 12 rokov v Amerike.
God gave me an American wife.
Boh mi tam dal manželku.
She's a Christian woman.
Je to veriaca žena.
She followed me.
Nasledovala ma.
1991 was the worst year for Yugoslavian history.
91. rok bol najhorší v juhoslovanskej histórii.
We are still there.
Ale stále tam sme. 17 rokov.
God has brought us to many, many miracles.
Boh nás prevedol cez mnohé zázraky.
1999 we have a NATO bomb us.
V 91. nás NATO bombardovalo.
99. Yeah. 78 days they bombed Belgrade.
8 dní nás bombardovali.
I was there every day.
A bol som tam celý čas.
I saw a great miracle at the hand of God.
A videl som úžasné zázraky z Božej ruky.
But I thank God for his word. I thank God for his word.
Ale ďakujem Bohu za jeho slovo.
Word of God would keep us.
Božie slovo nás ochraňuje.
And maybe sometimes people think, but what can I do for God?
A niektorí ľudia sa pýtajú, že čo môžem pre Boha urobiť?
Or what is the one what is just one testament? What one testament can do different?
Čo môže jeden nový zákon zmeniť?
Sometimes in life.
Niekedy v živote
we overlook simple thing that can make a big differences.
Prehliadame veľké veci, ktoré môžu urobiť malé veci, ktoré môžu urobiť veľké zmeny.
And I remember the Moses.
A ja si spomínam na Mojžiša.
And something that happened to his life.
Niečo sa stalo v jeho živote.
And Bible says in book of Exodus.
V druhej knihe Mojžišovej,
4th chapter,
4. kapitole,
2nd verse.
Druhý verš.
Znači, second book on Exodus 4:2.
Exodus 4:2.
Bible says so the Lord said to him.
Biblia hovorí, vtedy riekol mu Hospodin.
What is in thy hand?
Čo máš v ruke?
And he said a rod.
Povedal palicu.
And he said, cast it on the ground.
Riekol mu, hoď ju na zem.
So he cast it on the ground.
A keď ju hodil na zem,
it became a serpent.
Premenila sa na hada.
As we look at the Moses' life.
Keď sa pozrieme na Mojžišov život.
We remember the first 40 years he was raised in Egypt as a Pharaoh.
Ho vidíme ako prvých 40 rokov bol vychovávaný v Egypte na faraónovom dvore.
He could have everything that his heart desires.
Mohol mať všetko, po čom jeho srdce zatúžilo.
He had a wonderful life.
Mal úžasný život.
For 40 years.
40 rokov.
Then another 40 years we find Moses in the wilderness.
A druhých 40 rokov ho vidíme na púšti.
Didn't have nothing.
Nemal nič.
And a third 40 years.
A tretích 40 rokov.
God used him to lead the nation of Israel from Egypt.
Ho Boh použil, aby viedol izraelský národ.
But here we find Moses didn't have nothing.
Ale tu ho vidíme Mojžiša, ktorý nemal nič.
Bible say in a chapter before in chapter 3 Bible say
v kapitole 3 Biblia
first,
hovorí.
He said, now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro his father-in-law.
Tu sa píše, keď Mojžiš pásol ovoce u svojho tesťa Jethro.
Those sheep that he was tending,
tieto ovce, o ktoré sa staral,
they was belonging to Jethro.
Prináležal Jethrovi.
Clothes that he had, somebody gave him.
Tie šaty, ktoré mal, tiež mu niekto dal.
Moses didn't have nothing.
Mojžiš nemal nič.
And somewhere in the wilderness.
A niekde v púšti.
Moses found a rod.
Mojžiš našiel palicu.
Just a rod.
Len palicu.
But that was his rod.
Ale to bola jeho palica.
He cleaned it up and he used it.
Očistil ju a používal ju.
You know, as a pastor, you know, when the sheep would go away, he would keep her, you know, he would bring her in a flock.
Viete, keď ako pastier potreboval zahnať ovce s tou palicou.
When he was failing, he would lean on that rod.
On keď sa potkol, tak sa na ňu oprel.
If enemy come, he would protect himself from with the rod.
Keď prišiel nepriateľ, tak sa s ňou ochránil.
Only thing he had, it was the rod.
Všetko, čo mal, bola palica.
And then God came to him.
A keď Boh prišiel k nemu,
he said, Moses, what do you have?
A hovorí Mojžišovi, Mojžiš, čo to máš?
Oh God, I have a rod.
Hovorí, Bože, ja mám palicu.
He was proud, that was only thing he had.
To bola palica, všetko čo mal.
And then God said, all right, Moses, throw it away.
A potom Boh hovorí, Mojžiš, hoď ju na zem.
Just think about how Moses was thinking.
Rozmýšľajte, čo si mohol Mojžiš myslieť.
I mean, I was living in Egypt good.
Ja som odišiel z Egypta a všetko dobre som tam nechal.
I gave all this thing.
Vzdal som sa všetkých vecí.
Here I am, only thing I have is only rod.
A tu som mám všetko, čo mám, je palica.
And that's what you want me to give you that rod too.
A teraz mi ju chceš zobrať?
You remember when Moses threw the rod, what happened out of it?
Viete, čo sa stalo, keď odhodil tú palicu?
It became a serpent.
Stal sa z nej had.
That was the only thing that Moses did not give to God.
Sorry?
That was the only thing that Moses never gave to God.
To bolo niečo, čo Mojžiš nikdy nedal Bohu.
If there's something in our life that we have,
ak je niečo v našom živote, čo máme,
they didn't give to God,
čo nedáme Bohu,
maybe we holding the serpent in our hands too.
Môže to byť, že držíme hada vo svojej ruke.
It's very important that God have your very heart.
Je veľmi dôležité, aby Boh mal naše celé srdce.
God want to be first in your heart.
Boh chce byť prvý v tvojom živote.
So if we think, you know, what one testament can do different?
A keď sa pýtate, čo môže zmeniť jeden nový zákon?
But if you give it to God, you pray God that anoint it.
Ale keď sa modlíme k Bohu, aby Boh v tom bol,
God can do miracle with.
Môže, Boh s tým môže urobiť zázrak.
And when Moses gave the rod to God,
a keď Mojžiš dal palicu Bohu,
Bible says when God was sending him to Egypt,
keď Boh posielal Mojžiša do Egypta.
In 28 verse say like this.
V 20. verši.
So Moses took his wife and his sons.
A tam sa píše, Mojžiš si vzal ženu i syna.
And set him on a donkey.
Posadil ich na osla.
And he returned to the land of Egypt.
A vrátil sa do krajiny egyptskej.
And Bible say, and Moses took the rod of God in his hands.
A tu čítame, Mojžiš vzal aj Božiu palicu do ruky.
It wasn't the Moses's rod no more.
Už to nebola Mojžišova palica.
It was the rod of God.
Bola to palica Boha, Božia palica.
Do you know that in Egypt that God performed most of the miracles?
Si pamätáte na Egypt, kde Boh urobil väčšinu zázrakov?
Through that rod.
Cez čo urobil? Cez túto palicu.
Moses touched with the rod of water. Moses touched the dust of the Aaron.
Sa dotkol vody, dotkol sa prachu.
If we can say, maybe it's just a rod.
Mohli by ste si povedať, však to bola len palica.
But everything that you give to God in his hands.
Ale si pamätajte, že všetko, čo dáte do Božích rúk,
God can multiply and use.
Môže, Boh to môže premeniť a znásobiť.
How many of us have talent that we never gave to God?
Koľko z nás máme nejaké obdarovania, ktoré sme nikdy nedali Bohu?
How many Sunday school teachers sitting in those pews?
Sorry?
How many Sunday school teachers are sitting in the schools?
Koľko učiteľov nedeľnej besiedky sedí v školách?
They never gave the talent to God.
Ktorí nedali svoj dar, svoj talent Bohu.
How many singers?
Koľko spevákov?
How many prayer warriors?
Koľko modlitevníkov?
Teachers.
Učiteľov.
Preachers.
Kazateľov.
Missionaries.
Misionárov.
We have a great talent in us.
Máme v sebe vzácny talent.
It's very important to give it to God.
Ale je veľmi dôležité, aby sme to odovzdali Bohu.
God can use.
Aby to Boh mohol použiť.
Don't never underestimate the blessings in the small things.
Nikdy nepodceňujte požehnanie v malých veciach.
God bless you.
Nech vás Boh požehná.